back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5, 34 minutes after the hour on this Monday morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us here on FM Talk 106.5. Joining us now in the studio, always a pleasure to bring on my next guest. Represents the folks parts of Mobile County, but mostly the eastern shore there in Baldwin County. State Representative Matt Simpson. Matt, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Jeff. Thank you for having me on. Glad to be back in studio.
Last time you and I talked was over by phone. I was trapped in my house from the storm, so it's good to be able to get out and get around.
Well, that's the pictures I saw. You had a power line across your driveway there, we had a
power line on the ground in the driveway and one about 3 feet high, so I couldn't back the truck out. So the Riviera Utilities has been great. They came by, and as soon as they could get out there, which was a couple days, but that's the way it works. They cut the line for me, and happy to do that.
Well, I'm glad you can make it here. I didn't have to send like a rescue squad or SEAL Team 6 or something to get you out of there. Matt, you spent some time with Governor Ivey on Friday. Talk about her visit. What you were able to get out of that?
You know, it was a great visit. Very appreciative of Governor Ivey coming down here with her team, and you know, Chief of Staff Joe Bonner was here. We had an opportunity to listen from the EMA director. I think the Alabama EMA director was down. The Baldwin County EMA director gave us a brief on what was happening. The Chairman Billy Joe Underwood, chair of the Baldwin County Commission, gave us a brief what was happening there. We had Mayor Kennan and Mayor Kraft from Orange Beach and Gulf Shores gave us breakdowns of what was happening in their areas. It was a great opportunity. And, you know, what that was the governor had to use that opportunity to learn from our leaders down here what we could do to help and where we could go from the future. You know, on the legislative side of things, we don't have an immediate impact on a lot we can do. We can try to connect people to resources and kind of be an intermediary between getting people the help that they need and finding people that are willing to help and you know, from donations to things like that to work. And that's kind of what I've been doing for the past few days, trying to help that out. But one of the things I was able to bring up to Governor Ivey was a bill that I had last session, which was HB 194, which what it did was, and when the governor declares a state of emergency, it would increase it from a misdemeanor to a felony for those that are working on homes from home building repair and doing those type of contracting works if they are not licensed in Alabama. What we're facing right now is so many people are coming into our area and taking advantage of our citizens and having them to pay these astronomical fees and not doing the work properly and not doing the way they're going to do. And it's very tough to prove fraud. We have fraud. I know you've had the Attorney General on your show talk about fraud and fraud repair and things like that. But the difficulty with proving fraud, and I can tell you from being a prosecutor on this stuff, is you have to prove that at the time of the offense, they intended to commit that fraud. So it's very easy for them to come in and say, well, no, we lost a worker, or no, we lost material, so I couldn't complete the job and I couldn't do anything, so I didn't intend to defraud that person. It just happened that way. And that's very tough to prove at a felony. Right now, it's a misdemeanor in our area, right in the state, if you work without a license, if you don't have the proper licensing and bonding through the Home Builders Association or through the correct organizations. Agencies, not organizations, but through the correct agencies. It's a misdemeanor if you do this. What that bill did last year was it would have made it a felony if it's occurred during a state of emergency. I brought this up to the governor and Joe Bonner. They were very receptive of it. What I want to do is to have that bill, in the event we do have a special session, have that bill included into the call for that special session. The bill passed the House last year 88-2. There were 88 positives, 2 no's. And, you know, so it was bipartisan support on that. We didn't have a chance to get it up to the Senate due to what happened with COVID. I feel like it would have been productive and gotten through the Senate if we would have had time. But that's something that's important to our area right now, because we need to make sure that the people are protected. We need to make sure that people know that these fly-by-night organizations and just come up here and try to take advantage of them are out there. And we need to be able to make sure that we can punish those people. It's if you just have civil penalties and stuff like that, you know, double A company could go, say we're bankrupt and they're right back up operating as triple A company. So we want to put some teeth into it. We want to put the fear of knowing if you're going to come to Alabama, if you're going to work on Alabama, we want all the people we can get. We want all the help we can get, but you have to do it the right way, because we want to make sure you do it the right way so that you don't take advantage of our people and hurt them further.
Right. And we were talking about that, like you said, with General Marshall last week, that you... I guess the onus right now is on people to say, hey, show me your identification, or show me your documentation that you're certified, or whatever that is. But the thing you find in these circumstances is it's hard to find people to come in and do the work or do it. You know, well, I could get to you in maybe January. Well, I need my roof fixed, or I want to get this fixed right away, right? So I think that the only way you can really prevent the market, a black market, you really got to put some teeth into the law, right, to keep people from doing this and coming in and use an opportunity to take advantage of a vulnerable public.
Exactly, and you can't do the civil penalties because they collect so much money, and they'll be able to make so much money, and then the companies will just go out of business, and they'll just move on to their next one, and they'll move to the next storm, and they'll go on and continue to do this, and when we have another storm down here, they'll come right back again and take advantage of our people. It's got to be criminal, and it's got to be something with some teeth in it. DAs are limited on what they can do for prosecutions for misdemeanors. They're limited on the time they can spend, the extradition fees to bring somebody from out of state to recover them down here. That's difficult on them. So this allows them to have some type of teeth, some type of something they can put into and protect the public.
But you said you had the opportunity to at least talk it over on the governor's visit this week.
I did. I had a chance to talk with the governor, Joe Bonner, you know, talked specifically with the governor, did talk to Joe Bonner as well. After that meeting, they told me to contact their staff, had a chance to contact their staff in Montgomery, and we're working on some things, working with, you know, trying to figure out what we can do. I had a chance to speak out. They wanted me to reach out to the speaker, so I had an opportunity to speak out to the speaker, Matt McCutcheon, and have a discussion with him about telling him this was something I really would like to get pushed if we have a special session. Nobody knows right now if we're going to have a special session or not. There's a couple of issues, and we've talked about this before, but in the event we do have a special session, I would like for this to be one of the major issues because it's affecting our people now, and they're committing this offense now, and it's going to be a long rebuild for Baldwin County. It's not like something's going to be over with tomorrow. We just need to make sure we can protect our people as much as we can.
But you see this. You don't just see this in Baldwin County and Mobile County after hurricanes. As a guy from the other part of the state here, it happens during tornadoes, and these tornadoes that, like Tuscaloosa, you have these fly-by-night contractors come in, and how many times have we heard, you know, the emergency declaration, there's certain rules and laws in place that you had to adhere to, but this is something I think is a problem that persists throughout the state of Alabama.
Absolutely. We, you know, last year, during a lot of this was going on, they had tornadoes in Auburn that were really bad in Lee County to help that. I think in the Senate last year, Randy Price was going to be able to carry it. He was going to carry it in the Senate once it got out of the House. You know, with his health and everything going on, I believe David Sessions from down here is going to be the one that carried it in the Senate next when we have it again. But no, you're right. You know, talking with Chris England over Representative England, who is from Tuscaloosa, he had some help drafting this bill and working behind the scenes to figure out and, hey, make sure this affects. It's only going to affect the people that are based on the storm. It's going to be statewide, but it has to be related to the storm. So meaning, like, just because we have a state of emergency down here in Mobile and Baldwin County right now, it's not going to hit somebody in Birmingham who's doing something else from there. It's limited
so
to the
So it remains a misdemeanor if you come in and you practice or you do what, you know, what would under normal circumstances are. Because what's the difference between a contractor committing some kind of fraud or something along those lines, practicing construction without getting the right documentation or the right license when there's not a state of emergency versus when there is a state of emergency and they're just taking advantage of people?
That's exactly right. You know, there's a difference in the bureaucracy of going through the licensing and going having to do all of that. That's a misdemeanor. It will stay a misdemeanor. However, if it's in a state of emergency, if it's relating to a state of emergency event, this would be a felony as long as it's down here relating to that event. You know, this isn't an opportunity to just increase fines or increase penalties just willy-nilly. It's intended to make sure that people across our area, people that are affected by it throughout the state, whenever they are affected by storms or natural disasters or anything that would cause a state of emergency, to make sure they're protected from being taken advantage of.
I mean, it's meant to be a deterrent, if anything, mm-hmm. to keep people from, oh, well, I better not mess around with this. I better do something else to whatever other, you know, racket you're in. But that the penalties are a lot steeper. Wouldn't that be, I guess, would it be big enough deterrent?
I would think so. I would hope. And, you know, you were looking at a Class C felony, which would be 1 year to 10 years in prison. It's also an opportunity for them to say, for these contractors, there are good contractors that are coming from out of state that want to do the right things, that just want to help. If they want to do the right things, they can know, hey, if I'm going to go to Alabama, I'm going to need to make sure I'm registered and have my business in Alabama, that I have completed what's necessary in Alabama, so that way I can do this work. You know, we want all the help we can get. This is an opportunity for somebody to say, hey, you've got a tree on your house, we're just going to make you suffer from it. We want all the help that we can get, but we want to make sure they do it the right way. We want to make sure that we have the right, that the contractors know, hey, if I'm coming to Alabama, if I'm coming from out of state to do this, to help people, I need to make sure I'm licensed in Alabama.
We have a David on the text line asked, what about the medical state of emergency? Is there any distinction between states of emergency?
Yeah, it would have to be relating to the event. This wouldn't have to go on. I'm assuming he's talking about the COVID state of emergency,
right,
with that.
Right.
No, the house that's damaged would not have been damaged in something
under
to do
the,
with the under that event.
Pandemic,
but COVID.
Right.
It has to be related to the event that happened.
So then even though we're under a state of emergency for COVID-19, it has to be tied to that specific event, so it wouldn't have any impact.
The work being done has to be done in an area based on that event that's caused the state of emergency. I think we're under multiple state of emergencies now based on what happened with Hurricane Sally. So if anything down here that's affected by Hurricane Sally would qualify on this. If there's a tornado in Lee County, if they declare a state of emergency in Lee County, if the damage was done on the house based on what happened in that storm, it would have to relate back to that storm, and that's in the bill.
All right. So you expect, if not a special session, certainly in the 2021 regular session.
Throw that on the pack and of everything else that's going to go on in 2021. But that's something I'm definitely going to push whenever we come back into session. I think it's important. I think it's needed to take care of our people down here, to stop them from being taken advantage of. It helps the home builder down here. It helps the homeowner down here. It helps people that are doing it the right way, that want to continue doing it the right way. It helps that homeowner make sure that there's some type of opportunity to go after the person that takes advantage of them. Because if we just look at them and say, well, you can probably see if you can get restitution from them, but they declare they're bankrupt, so there's nothing that homeowner can do. It at least gives a deterrent to stop and say, hey, if I'm going to do this in Alabama, I need to make sure I do it the right way.
I mean, it takes it out of the civil realm and puts it in the criminal realm, and maybe that is more of a forceful deterrent than just some kind of civil penalty or fine.
Exactly. And it's more of a deterrent. Right now, the law is still the same. It's a misdemeanor. The law is already in the books that you're operating without a license as a misdemeanor. This just would move it up to, if you do it during a state of emergency, it becomes a felony.
All right. And you know, but then people are going to complain about that and say, well, you know, especially Baldwin County, you're just across a bridge and you're in Florida. Why can't I come in and do the work? But are there any carve-outs or any grace period or anything like that?
Well, you know, it has to be $10,000 worth of work, you know, that you're not licensed through there. And we can really, I think the bill that we had, I think we can work with some type of reciprocity for something in Florida. Like if you're doing this, if you're licensed in Florida, you know, if you're a real company,
bona fide
somebody that you've got you're bonded, you're licensed, you're insured, you know what you're doing, I think we can work out a carving situation to make that work. I just don't want these fly-by-night companies that come up to be like, hey, I guess I'm going to be a roofer now. So there's an opportunity in Mobile and Baldwin County for me to be a roofer. So today I'm going to be a roofer, and I'm going to tell this person it's going to charge them, you know, whatever they're going to charge for their home, and they're desperate. You know, it's an opportunity to make sure that we're protecting our people.
And I should know this, but I don't. What are the qualifications to get licensed in Alabama?
You know, you'd have to go through the Home Building Association, the Home Builders Board. They make sure that you're doing the you know, you've got the qualifications, you've got, I'm not sure if it's references or what you've got to go through all that. I need to know more details on that. I should know more what it takes to be licensed. But as you go through, it's a simple process that the board can go through.
I just wanted to add in that coming up at 12:15 today, Chip Carden from the Licensure Board from the state of Alabama joins us to start answering those questions.
Oh, well, y'all stay tuned for Midday Mobile, and perhaps I will too, and I will find the answer to my question. But that is...
I believe that's called synergy, Jeff.
I don't know anything about that. That's nonsense. That's... what is that called? Anyway... Well, moving on from that, getting back up and running in Baldwin County. I'm in Daphne as well as you are. It does seem like progress is being made.
Progress is being made. Riviera Utilities, Daphne Utilities, everybody's working as hard as they can. You've got people from all over the country that have come here. I've seen trucks from everywhere that have come here to help. What we need to focus on right now, what we can do, is focus on patience and grace and understanding. Because if we get upset about something and just because it's not the right way or the way we want it, or it's not done as quick as we would normally would have it, in these times of emergencies, I'm amazed at the ability for Baldwin and Mobile County, the coastal Alabama, to come together and understand these are difficult times. We've been through these times before. We'll get through it. We'll get through it together. We just need to. You see the churches stepping up, the churches that are distributing food and supplies, and you see the businesses that don't care if it's a customer or not, that they're distributing food and supplies, and you see the people working together to neighbors, to friends, to strangers, coming out and volunteering to help them do what they can to get over this storm. That's the community, and that's the community that I love, and that's why I'm so happy to be down here in South Alabama, from South Coastal Alabama, born and raised in Mobile. This is my home. This is where I'm going to stay, and the people make sure that that's the way.
All right, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Only in Tennessee, so won't you bury me in Dixie?